Welcome to the This is Mental Wellness podcast. I'm your host, Cassie Woods. Let's dive into today's episode. What's up? All right. I am excited to dive into today's topic. And this is going to be a three-part series on motivation. And the reason that I'm breaking it into a three-part series is twofold. Number one, motivation is important, and it's something that we all need to understand and really have the resources and the tools to leverage it, get more of it, know where it comes from, know how to snap into that state. And that's going to take a little time. And one of my intentions and goals with this podcast is for each of the episodes to be short, digestible, and actionable. So the goal is to keep the episodes around the 20-minute mark. For the most part, if we do some interviews and different things like that, they can go longer, but that's the goal. So I would love some feedback from you. If we are not already connected on social media, you can find me on Instagram at @thecassiewoods. And I would love to know what you think of this idea of having podcast episodes that are shorter, more digestible, and action-oriented, where you're going to walk away from this with something to think about, something to implement, and something to actually, you know, take action on. So I would love to hear from you. If we're not already connected, find me over on Instagram. If we are connected, send me a message, send me a DM, and tell me what you think about shorter, more digestible episodes. All right, so let's dive into the topic of motivation. On this part one episode, what we're going to talk about is how to define and identify what motivation is and what type of motivation we are lacking or wanting to gain more of. Okay, so I always think it's important when starting off any kind of a conversation along these lines, or you're looking at, okay, how do I improve this area of my life, or how do I get more of XYZ? You really have to pause and ask a deeper question, right? It's never just surface level. It's always going to be a little bit deeper that you're going to gain the understanding and kind of the clarity that you need to be able to take steps and move forward. Okay, so start by asking the question of what it is that you're actually after. So if you find yourself feeling like, I need more motivation, I wish I had more motivation, I wish I had longer amounts of motivation, or just really looking for that feeling of motivation, stop and pause and ask yourself a couple of questions on what it is that you're actually looking for. How would you describe motivation? What does it feel like in your body? What benefits do you get? How does your life improve when you are in that state of feeling motivated? So I went through this myself and kind of asked myself some questions of, okay, what are the benefits of being motivated? And identified some of those things. And I'm going to share with you kind of what I came up with. And I think it's important for you to do this yourself as well. And then I broke this into categories of the different types of motivation that I'm looking for. When I think of, I need to be more motivated, or I want to have longer lasting motivation or more motivation. Okay. So some of the benefits that I found of being motivated were, when I am motivated, I'm in a better mood. When I think of what motivation feels like, it makes me a more upbeat, a more determined version of myself. And I would say I'm just happier and more positive to be around. So for me, my motivation definitely reflects my mood. So sometimes if I'm feeling, you know, like I want to be in that motivated state, the thing that I'm after is I want to be in that kind of like happy, driven, more positive headspace and mood. And that affects my family. It affects, people that I'm working with. It affects all of these different areas of my life, but that is really the state that I'm looking for. Okay. Another benefit that I came up with being motivated is I accomplish things. I get things done. And that, you know, I could probably go a couple deeper layers deeper in there, where I meet the expectations of the people in my life, right? Whether it's I'm motivated to do the extra things around the house, or I'm motivated to do the extra things with my kids or for my kids or go the extra mile with and for them. I'm motivated to do the things in my business that I, you know, want to do, need to do, all of those kinds of things. So when it comes to, you know, my business or work or different things like that, there's a financial benefit of that motivation. So when I'm looking for more motivation, if it's in regards to wanting to have the energy and the focus and the productivity that's aligned with, you know, growth in my income and growth in my business, there's a financial benefit to it. So that's really what I'm looking for and what I'm after. And what I'm actually after is the focus, the creativity, and the mental energy to do the things. If it is, again, like with my family or in relationships, like motivated to, you know, go play outside, or motivated to be present in the situation that I'm in, or motivated to, you know, go the extra mile in relationships, right? Then there's that benefit of feeling like I'm doing a good job with my family, or feeling like I'm living up to my own expectations. And so that's really what I'm looking for, is that feeling of accomplishment, you know, the feeling kind of like that I can celebrate myself, if that makes sense, is kind of what I came up with. So that's that motivation that I'm looking for, is the mood and the energy, the mental and physical energy to show up in the ways that I want to show up that feel purposeful for me. Another benefit of motivation that I thought was with my health and with my just kind of like my habits, my daily routine. So being motivated, this is so silly, and maybe you resonate with this and maybe you don't, but this, I can't even believe I'm telling you this, but being motivated to wash my face and do my skincare routine, I am telling you, that requires some motivation. I am someone who has struggled over the years with having a solid skincare routine and with, you know, like sleeping with makeup on or different things like that. And it's something that is so silly, but it really does require a certain level of motivation for me to do that, to get the stinking skincare routine in. So for me, when I think of having motivation, and it just sounds so silly coming out of my mouth, and maybe you have an example of this as well, but like being motivated to do my skincare routine, being motivated to, you know, exercise and work out, or go for an afternoon walk, or do the meditation, or meal prep the food, or, you know, go to the grocery store and get all of the things, you know. So having the motivation to do the little things for my wellness routine and just for my overall kind of like habits, that is something that I want and need motivation for. So figuring out like what is it that I'm after in that sense, and how is that helping me, and so like what is the feeling that I'm needing out of that, and it's like the sense of accomplishment, there's a vanity aspect to it, right? Of like I want to you know, like I want to feel a certain way, I want to look a certain way, I want to achieve a certain goal within myself. So figuring out like what is the motivation that I'm looking for to do the thing. So I know this probably sounds silly, but going through and doing this helped me to figure out how to kind of define and categorize motivation. So I had a clearer understanding of knowing how to implement tools, like how to figure out tools and how to implement tools to help me have more motivation to do the things that I wanted to do. So when I wrote down the list of these are the things that I want to accomplish in a day, in a week, in a month, in my life that I need motivation for, I need motivation to do my skincare routine every day, right? And that can be affected by you know, my daily habits or my mental or physical energy or kind of how the day went, or even just like my triggers and, you know, setting like how my bathroom is organized, or, you know, all of these different things, like little things. But I want the motivation to do that. I want the motivation to grow my business, you know, so I want the motivation to have the mental clarity and the focus and the creativity to show up with consistency, even on the days when the energy isn't there, or when I'm super busy, or fill in the blank, you know, whatever life thing happens. I want that motivation to be consistent. I want the motivation to, you know, meal plan and meal prep and cook and, you know, exercise daily and do the meditation and do all of these things that I know are really beneficial to my health and are going to give me the energy that I need. But sometimes I need the motivation to get started. So understanding like, what is it that I need in order to do the thing? So it really did help just to clarify that and kind of have an understanding of what I was after. And then I defined what motivation feels like in each of those situations, right? So what is it that I'm actually after when I'm thinking of wanting to have more motivation, okay? So it's like, for me, how I defined this was having plenty of mental and physical energy. Again, being in a good mood. I'm focused and calm. I have the ability to think clearly and process quickly. And I always come back to, I say this a lot, just in different scenarios or whatever. And to me, I guess this is kind of a tool, is it's the Mel Robbins 5-4-3-2-1 go. It's that. It's the ability to make a decision and do the thing. That's motivation to me. So 5-4-3-2-1, let's go. And the ability to get things done. So accomplish a lot of tasks in a shorter amount of time, like 3 hours worth of work, you know, in an hour or in a short amount of time, because I feel in the zone. I can think clearly. My energy is high. My mood is good. I'm positive. I'm optimistic. And I am knocking through my to-do list. That is what motivation feels like to me. I don't want to feel overstimulated, tense, jittery, unmotivated, blah, you know. I kind of think of like, if I come back to the skincare example or like the doing the workout, it's like I'm either too busy or I don't feel like it, or I don't have the energy, or I would rather just not slow down and do the thing, right? And that to me is like lacking motivation. So I don't want to feel that way. I do want to feel calm and like I have actionable energy with a calm and focused mood. So what I would encourage you to do when you're thinking about motivation, and this is something like, you have important things to do. You have a purpose. You have people that depend on you. You need next level. Like you need a high level of mental energy, physical energy, emotional energy. You need a high level of motivation so that you can accomplish all of the things that you're capable of accomplishing with the time that you have on earth. Like I fully believe that about you. And I think that it's very important to, you know, do some of the groundwork and spend some time here to clearly identify, okay, what is it that I'm actually after? So that the next step is you can put together your toolkit and kind of figure out, okay, what causes, what in our brain and in our body, what gives us that feeling of actionable energy with a calm and focused mood? What is it that happens? How does it happen? What are the things that we can do less of and do more of to help us be in that state more often than not, right? But before you do that, I think it's important to define like, what are the benefits of having more of this motivation? What is the feeling that you're actually after? And how would you define it? So maybe you define motivation differently than I do. And the benefits that you're looking for are different than the benefits that I'm looking for. And so then the approach that you're going to have and the tools that you use might look differently than the tools that I use. If you're not, if motivation to you isn't calm and focused, actionable energy, if it's more of like go, 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 like pumped up, like aggressive energy. And that's more what motivation feels like to you, is kind of like Hulk mode, is kind of the vision that I'm having. If that's what motivation feels like to you, that's a little bit different than what I'm talking about here, right? With what it means to me. And the approach that we're going to have is going to be a little bit different. So I think, you know, for me personally, going through this process was so helpful and has been so helpful, because then I know in any given situation. So if it is the motivation to do the skincare routine or do the workout or do the meditation, or it's the motivation to sit down and get the work done, right? Or the motivation to, you know, be really present and plugged in with my kids or my spouse or my relationships. The motivation to do those things is going to come from a little bit different of an approach and different of a place in each of those scenarios. But I wouldn't have known that had I not slowed down and kind of figured out, what are the benefits? Why is it important to me? Who is impacted by these things? And what is the feeling that I'm actually searching for when I'm saying that I want this thing? So I hope that this conversation gets your juices kind of flowing and you start thinking about this and identifying what this looks like for you. The next episode, we're going to dive into where motivation comes from, like when, how it happens in our brain and in our body. And that's going to be really, really powerful as you start to think about, okay, when you're looking for this specific feeling, this is where it comes from. So your homework from here, if you choose to accept it, if you don't want homework, that's okay too. No big deal. Just keep tuning in and let's just keep hanging out. But if you choose to accept it, your homework is to ask yourself some of these questions and to think on this and define where you need motivation in your life, to take your mental wellness and your productivity and your mood and energy and just your vibrancy that you bring to the world, to take it to the next level. Where do you need more motivation? And what does that feel like to you? How would you define motivation, the motivation that you need for those areas of your life? All right. Thanks for hanging out with me today. I appreciate your time so much. Again, if we're not connected on social media, let's hang out. You can find me on Instagram at TheCassieWoods. I will put it in the show notes as well. I am so, again, grateful that you're here. I would love feedback if you loved this episode and got something really valuable out of it. I would love feedback. I'd love to hear from you. And I will talk to you soon.